To date, only one homeless person in Hawaii has tested positive for coronavirus, and that person was connected to the cluster at Maui Memorial Hospital. On Oahu, home to 4,450 homeless individuals, service providers are seeing a lot of movement on the street during this COVID-19 shutdown. We'll see now why that is and what the experts see ahead. On the street, outreach workers know their beat, but there's been a lot of movement lately, according to Laura Thielen, Executive Director of Partners in Care, a coalition of homeless service providers.
We have restarted again, so catching up with those folks and making sure we stay connected with them is very important. We've also seen a lot of people that, due to this current crisis, they might be more willing to go into shelter. We have more options now.
The new Provisional Outdoor Screening and Triage POST facility, run by the Honolulu Police Department at Ke'ehi Lagoon, is now available for homeless who want to quarantine themselves. A new Ka'a'ahi Street Triage Center is open for any homeless who do test positive for COVID-19. Only one homeless person has so far, on Maui.
The youth on the street is a big worry of ours. There are very few programs that actually work with the youth. The drop-in centers have had to be shut down, and there's not enough shelter for youth at this point.
At the Institute for Human Services, IHS, in Iwilei, social distancing has been achieved by moving families into housing and not replacing them. There's a continual influx and outflow of people in all the facilities, according to Connie Mitchell, executive director of IHS. Mitchell says programs need to focus on keeping people in their homes because it's harder to service them once they're out on the street.
One thing that I do see is that there are a lot of people who have addictions. We really need to be aware that some of those people are very much going to need support, and it's an opportunity for them to probably get treatment if they want it. And if they do want it, we want to be ready. Unfortunately, I think we still have a ways to go, you know, to provide what we call treatment on demand.
The governor's coordinator on homelessness, Scott Morishige, agrees behavioral health will need support. He says he has not seen an uptick in homeless numbers generally, but things could change.
As people are impacted by the economic slowdown, and, you know, the reality that many jobs lost may not necessarily return.
Morishige points out, between the recession of 2009 and 2016, the number of homeless statewide went up 37%.
And only recently did we see those numbers start to turn in the other direction.
It took 7 years before the numbers of homeless finally started to come down. And by last year, 2019, homelessness had decreased 19%. Morishige cautions that trend is not expected to continue. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.